The Bible tells us that God creates every human being in His image and that we should protect every innocent human life. The Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amendment 4 would allow abortion until the moment of birth. Every abortion kills an innocent human life. Choose life. Vote no on Amendment 4.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We are again today up looking at the proposed constitutional amendments to the state of Florida. It's vitally important that we know what these amendments will do, that we actually apply biblical principles to the constitutional amendments, and also look at whether the issue needs to be in the Constitution or not, whether it can be accomplished legislatively. In most cases, if it can be accomplished legislatively and doesn't require a constitutional amendment, it should actually be done legislatively. We should actually lobby our elected officials and, in fact, even support or oppose elected officials that support or oppose the views that we believe should be done. We're looking at the proposed constitutional amendments. We've gone over in past sermons, amendments 1, 2, and 3, and started going over 4. We actually have also gone over extensively amendment 4 in previous sermons. All of those, including the analysis on amendments 1, 2, and 3, and the initial analysis on Amendment 4 are available on our YouTube channel, Covenant Tabernacle, also our website, covenanttabernacle.com. We also have links to those on our Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. Today, we're going to continue on and complete the analysis of Amendment 4. What we're going to do with each of these amendments, as we've done in the past, we're looking at the proposed amendments, including the title and language that will appear on your ballot. Also, if present, the financial impact. We are going to actually, and we actually already have with Amendment 4, given the nonpartisan viewpoint from the James Madison Institute, and also pointed out how some inaccuracies, both on Amendment 3 and 4, in their nonpartisan viewpoint on that. We also we'll look at whether the proposed amendment can be addressed with or without a constitutional amendment, where possible, we're going to apply biblical principles. Definitely on this amendment, Amendment 4, we will be able to apply biblical principles. The Bible is very clear on life and who creates life and who is the creator of life and what we should do with life and what should happen to someone who actually sheds innocent blood. We see, we also, where applicable, we will quote from the founding fathers, and that is, this one is applicable as well, Amendment 4. So we will also provide recommendations on each amendment. So on Amendment 1, this was partisan election of members to the school board as opposed to nonpartisan. The recommendation on that is no. Again, you can get the analysis on our website or our YouTube channel or our Facebook page. On Amendment 2, the Amendment 2 is one that was just a little bit more tricky. There's not a clear biblical principle. And really, it's one that I've gone back and forth. Should this be in the Constitution? Should it not be in the Constitution? I'm probably going to vote yes. If you vote no, I'm not gonna be upset with you on that. That's the right to hunt and fish. Amendment 3 is the right for adults to use marijuana, and I am recommending a no vote on this, and precisely because we do not hold in the state of Florida and really in our country today, we don't hold people accountable for their actions. We really need to be holding people accountable. You know, we can't say, someone really shouldn't be able to say, hey, I was high. And we say, well, you know, that's okay. We'll put you in a drug treatment program instead of actually sentencing you the way you should be sentenced. Also, you know, drug dealers really should be held accountable. We have really bad things happening today in our culture, and people are just getting off scot-free. We're also, we also today again are looking again at Amendment 4. So this amendment is a very tricky, very sneaky amendment. It's one that if you watch their commercials, and I have watched their commercials, and I can tell you that about the only thing that I can see on their commercials that is true is that the amendment will be on the ballot in November. That's the only thing that's true. Everything else is a lie. And really, when you look at abortion, it was brought about in this country by lies. The Roe versus Wade decision, Jane Roe was supposedly raped. That was a lie. It wasn't true. By the way, even if someone's raped, we need to punish the rapist. In America, if we go back 70 years ago, in all 50 states, the penalty for rape was either death or life in prison. No more. Today, we put the child to death. The innocent child who, yes, is here through a violent act, an act that harms women. And we should never look at that and say, well, that's too bad. We should actually punish the rapist. The Bible teaches in Deuteronomy that we punish rapists. We punish the fathers for the sins of the fathers and the children for the sins of the children. And so, one of the things that you'll see here is that what we see with this is very, very sneaky, this amendment. And again, it's based on lies. And the Bible tells us, first of all, that the devil is the father of all lies. The Bible also tells us that there are those who give up the truth and even exchange the truth. In Romans 1, exchange the truth for the lie. And they are actually following a lie rather than the truth. And so much of this amendment is deception. The wording is deceitful, and their ads are deceitful. The wording is this: no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. So in other words, think about the laws today. The laws that require a doctor to perform an abortion. Well, that law would actually restrict abortion. Why shouldn't a secretary be able to perform an abortion? Why shouldn't a pharmacist be able to perform an abortion? Why shouldn't a nurse practitioner be able to perform an abortion? If Amendment 4 passes, non-doctors will very likely be performing abortion. There will be no law that will prohibit it. There's no way to prohibit it. So a law that says that a woman must wait 24 hours, a law that says a woman must have an ultrasound, a law that says, or a regulation that says that a doctor needs to be at the facility all the way through the time that the woman actually awakens from anesthesia. That is a law that restricts abortion. That law would actually go away. There would be no governmental oversight. There would be no restrictions on abortion before viability. Now, viability is not defined in the amendment. And certainly in some cases, viability is earlier than other cases. So very likely you'll actually have lawsuits, and you'll actually have someone saying, well, I'm not, my baby isn't to viability yet. And who's to say whether that baby is to viability yet or not? And then it goes on and says, or when necessary to protect the patient's health. Notice that it doesn't say the patient's life. And by the way, there's never a reason to slice a baby's arms and legs off and crush her skull to save the mother's life. Never necessary. Sometimes it is necessary to remove the baby from the mother's womb. And if that happens prior to viability, that likely is going to result in the death of the baby. But the goal there is not to kill the baby. The goal is to actually save the mother's life. That's not abortion. But what abortion actually is taking medication that cuts off the hormones that are necessary for the development of this baby. And then taking another pill that actually causes a violent delivery where the mother actually delivers her own dead baby on her own toilet. And the water in the toilet washes away the blood and she sees not a blob of tissue as Planned Parenthood and the abortion mill will tell her. She sees actually a perfectly formed, although very tiny, human being with arms and legs and hands and feet and a face. Children are killed by a suction machine that actually rips the baby limb from limb, just shreds the baby. I mean, imagine a super powerful vacuum cleaner that is highly, you know, has a very small point that's actually ripping the flesh off of the baby. There are actually videos that show preborn children trying to swim away from the suction tube, as they know that this suction tube is about to kill them. They know instinctively that there's something wrong here and my life is at danger, and they're trying to get away. Yet as that suction tube comes closer and closer, that suction tube actually rips the baby limb from limb. Or when a baby's arms and legs are actually sliced off and the skull is crushed and the baby is removed from the mother. That's another type of abortion. Or when a mother is actually given actually into her into the sac around the baby, a saline solution is injected that actually burns the baby to death. And then she's given medication that puts her into labor, where she delivers a fully formed dead baby. That's what we're talking about. That is never necessary. It's never necessary to do any of those to save the mother's life. But this doesn't say that to protect the patient's life. It says the patient's health. And so when we look at this, what we're seeing is, and it doesn't define health. It doesn't say there's no requirement to actually fight for the baby's life. And by the way, this is at a time of viability, past viability. So this baby could be delivered and the baby could live outside the womb at this point. So there's absolutely no time, no necessity to actually kill the baby. Yet this amendment would allow that baby to be killed, not just for the life of the mother, but again, for the health of the mother also. Could be her financial health, could be her emotional health. And also there's, and it says, as determined by the patient's health care provider. Now, their ads show a doctor and say, well, I can't help my patients anymore. Well, certainly you can help your patients. You just need to realize that you have two patients. You have the mother and you also have the child in the mother's womb. And you need to fight to save both patients. But this doesn't say that the person making this determination needs to be a doctor. It says healthcare provider. By the way, there's no legal definition and no definition in this amendment as to what constitutes a healthcare provider. That healthcare provider could be a chiropractor, could be a psychologist, could be a therapist, could be a massage therapist even, could be the secretary at the abortion clinic, a nurse at the abortion clinic, certainly could be the abortionist himself or herself, which will financially profit from the destruction of this preborn child. So this is the language in the amendment. It also says this amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. What we're looking at here is this notification, and this language is included to make it seem like parental consent is going to continue. You know, if your child wants to have an aspirin, the parents have to consent. But a parent would not need to consent to an abortion under this. All that's required would be for the parents to be notified. This could be with an email or a text right before the procedure is going to happen. There's no definition that says it needs to happen prior to that. And so this is very, very sneaky. Their actual advertisements also say that we have a 6-week abortion ban in the state of Florida without any real exceptions for rape, incest, or life of the mother, which is totally untrue. As we mentioned, there's never a reason that you need to actually purposely kill a preborn child to protect the life of the mother. But the language on the 6-week ban that we have actually does have a rape, or has an exception for rape, incest, and human trafficking. Again, this is an immoral exception. It should not have an exception. But to say it doesn't have an exception is an out-and-out lie. It allows abortion up through 15 weeks for rape, incest, and human trafficking instances. Also, to protect the life, and not only the life, but also the health of the mother all the way through the end of the second trimester. So this is something that really, when you look at this amendment, their advertisement is very, very deceptive. Really, the 6-week ban that we have is very immoral and allows abortion all the way through the end of the second trimester. We should never be shedding innocent blood. When we look at life, the Bible says, first of all, that God is the creator of human life, that we are all created in His image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. By the way, this reference is from Genesis 1. It's talking specifically about Adam and Eve, but it's also that same language is used in Genesis 6 when God institutes the death penalty. And why did God institute the death penalty? To protect innocent human life, because humans are created in God's image. There's limited circumstances when the Bible authorizes human life to be put to death and to be killed. And so what we're looking at here is the protection of innocent human life, because humans, we're created in God's image, and that's the reason that we should actually protect innocent human life. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, we read, "I call heaven and earth as witness today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." on November 5th or earlier, if you're voting by mail or voting earlier, you have, as a Florida voter, the life and death put before you. By the way, if you're live in Florida and you are eligible to vote, you're eligible to register. You have until October 7th to do so, and you need to do so that you can vote no on Amendment 4. We also see that the psalmist talks about how he was formed in his mother's womb, that God knit him and wove him when he was in his mother's womb. God actually prepared his days and fashioned him in his mother's womb. And actually, in a book, his days were written even before they happened, because God had a special plan for the psalmist. We see that Jeremiah was actually called as a prophet from his mother's womb. John the Baptist was not only called, but was filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. Elizabeth was also filled with the Holy Spirit when John leapt. John actually was greeted by Mary with Jesus inside of her. And John, out of excitement for the Savior, the Messiah, actually leapt in his mother's womb. The Bible doesn't tell us specifically, but it's very likely that it was at that moment that he himself was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible does tell us that he was filled with the Holy Spirit in his mother's womb. It's very likely it happened right then. The Bible does tell us that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit right then. The Bible also tells us in Isaiah 49 that Jesus himself would be called from his mother's womb. While he was still in his mother's womb, he would be called. Now, when innocent blood is shed, what would happen in ancient Israel is that they would need to actually search and find out who had shed the innocent blood. And that person should go on trial. And for the death penalty, there was a need for there to be two or three witnesses. And if there were two or three witnesses and this person were convicted of killing this person, that person would then be executed. That was required. The Bible actually says that when innocent blood is shed, that blood pollutes the land. The blood cries out for vengeance, just like the blood of Abel cried out from the ground for vengeance. God does avenge, and God will avenge the blood that is shed. Now, when innocent blood was shed and no one knew what happened, what was necessary to remove the guilt of innocent blood from the land was that the people from the surrounding area, the surrounding town, had to come out to that location, and they had to actually sacrifice a bull, I believe a heifer, and they had to pray this prayer: God, our hands have not shed this blood, nor did we know about it. And this is something that, by the way, if you're not personally involved in abortion, you still are guilty, because we're living in a culture where we know this is happening. By the way, last year we had more abortions than the year before in the state of Florida. And abortions are still happening right now. And if this amendment is passed and you vote for it, or you are eligible to vote and you don't vote against it, you will have blood on your hands. Moreover, even those of us who vote against it will still have blood. It won't necessarily be on our hands, but the land will still be polluted with blood, and that blood will cry out for vengeance, and God will avenge, and God will bring judgment upon this nation and upon this state because of the innocent blood that is being shed. The Bible tells us, though, that we are to rescue those who were unjustly sentenced to death. And this is in Proverbs 24, verses 10 through 12. The Bible also tells us in Psalm 82, that we're to defend the poor and the fatherless. We're to deliver the poor and needy. We are to actually do justice, to execute justice on the land. God has placed within us the ability to actually right wrongs. And we have in our country, sadly, we don't have the ability in this election to vote to protect every innocent human life without exception. But we do have the opportunity to vote no on Amendment 4, and we need to stand up and vote no on Amendment 4. Now, here's what the Bible says, and I know that there are some of you listening, and there are some out there who are actually going to go, and you're going to vote for politicians who support the shedding of innocent human blood. And I would encourage you not to do that. But regardless of who you're going to vote for in elections, this Amendment 4 is bigger than any election. It's bigger than whether President Trump or Kamala Harris wins the presidency. It's bigger than whether who is the county commissioner. It's bigger than any of the other positions that are on the ballot. If Amendment 4 passes, it will open up the floodgates of abortion, and our land, our state will be polluted. We actually will be an abortion destination state. People will be coming here from other states, from surrounding states and other states throughout this nation, and very likely you as a taxpayer will have to pay for the abortion. Whether you support it or not, your tax dollars will very likely have to pay. By the way, you don't believe me? In Michigan, they passed a similar amendment backed by the ACLU, backed by George Soros, backed by Planned Parenthood, and the ACLU has now sued to require public funding of abortion. Don't think they won't do the same here in the state of Florida. We need to vote no on Amendment 4. This is bigger, again, than any other race. Even if you're going to vote for politicians that love the shedding of innocent blood, even though God says that he hates the hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 7, this amendment is one that you need and must vote no for. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
You've been listening to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Join us each Sunday morning for The Lighthouse. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, visit www.covenanttabernacle.com, where you can give us feedback and make a donation.
The Bible tells us that God creates every human being in his image and that we should protect every innocent human life. The Declaration of Independence says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Amendment 4 would allow abortion until the moment of birth. Every abortion kills an innocent human life. Choose life. Vote no on Amendment 4.
Hello, this is Jonathan McLean, the General Manager of WCNO. We are so glad that you're part of our listening family. This coming Monday, October the 7th through Friday, October the 18th, we will be having our fall fundraising together. Please plan to join us for prayer and share.
Lift up my soul and breathe deep. I open my eyes. on me.